If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hurricane Melissa slammed Jamaica hard yesterday. 185-mile-an-hour winds. Those are sustained winds on the western part of the island. They got it worse. That's the Montego Bay side. They could have the airport in Kingston, that's the other end of the island, open maybe tomorrow, but it's getting around the island. That's near impossible. The entire island, a disaster area from the government there. After Jamaica, Melissa is expected to, it's already made landfall in Cuba. It's going to get over Cuba and then the Bahamas and then somewhere near Bermuda, possibly influencing weather along the U.S. East Coast. With the core of the storm far away from shore, it is a big storm, and so the moisture and the winds causing problems along the East Coast. There were issues in the Carolinas with more homes falling into the ocean, and then that could intensify this next couple of days as the storm moves north. Jamaica already seeing major damage. They're saying flash flooding, landslides, storm surge 13 feet on the southern coast. One hospital completely, it looks like, destroyed at this point. At least the roof ripped off and a lot of the stuff coming down from the walls. Some 25,000 tourists remain stranded and entire towns were underwater. It was an extreme storm, as we heard, the busiest on the planet this year. Over to the World Series, it was Vlad hitting a two-run homer off Shohei Ohtani. Shane Bieber pitched four hit balls into the sixth inning. Toronto Blue Jays even the World Series with a 6-2 victory. They got the win last night, so now even Steven, and that was game four Tuesday night. So 6-2 win, and they have even the World Series. They will play again on Thursday night. Tonight at Dodger Stadium. That's game five, and then game six will be in Toronto on Friday night. So they do
on
play
Halloween.
Tonight, Dodger Stadium.
How crazy. I would like give up bananas. My Halloween to be at the game. Yeah, for sure. I mean, how could you not? Like, that's just going to be, if it's not bad enough to deal with Halloween in Toronto, because they do that hard. Now you've got this game. It's insane.
Yeah, it's a lot of energy, a lot of hype.
So they,
but
truly,
they kept it under 6 hours this time, so I was pretty happy
with
that game.
But so obviously nobody can win the World Series tomorrow night. So do you realize you could see the Jays win the World Series if they win the next two games?
Yeah.
And it could happen on Halloween night. Because it's at, what is it, an 8 o'clock game?
8 o'clock.
Because of the
game.
West. Yeah, 8 o'clock game. Could you, that's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so happy for them.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Game five. How much of it did you watch last night?
I watched a lot. Like, I think I watched until like the beginning of the eighth inning, and then I was like, okay.
Yeah, we stayed
we
up.
We still have a lot of week to do.
Yep. Yeah, we stayed up around until the eighth, and then I'm like, I think this is solid. Yeah. Let's walk away from this. But it was a fast-moving game and a high-paced game and a lot of
fun.
If you're not a huge fan of baseball, that was a good one to watch last night.
Yep.
Sabres so did play last night. They gave up a third period lead. 4-3
I chose the wrong game,
loss.
I guess.
So
I watched the Sabres lose at the bar.
Yes. You said you watched the Sabres play, and I thought, well, you didn't go to the game. I know that.
Oh, gosh.
But also, there's no way in the chance of anything that you would pay to watch it. So where? It was on at a bar.
Yeah, it was on at a bar. We had a meeting, and we have a meeting at this place, and we stayed and watched the game. Yeah.
Oh, bad. That's fun.
Bad.
All right.
Bad.
No,
come on, we had the lead.
They didn't have a lead for a while.
We had the 3-lead. We 3-2 lead. Just lock it down. Okay. Like, this team is so frustrating. They reel me back in, and then they let me down again.
Yeah. That's not the first time that happens. By the way, just checking, the government still closed after the 13th failed vote. There was a vote, and it failed to pass a funding bill for the 13th time. Finally, this morning, a truck carrying monkeys crashed. This happened in Mississippi. Truck overturned on the highway. There were several monkeys that escaped into the wild. I believe 6 monkeys in total. They were described as approximately 40 pounds each. They are aggressive to aggressive to humans and require personal protective, remember, PPE outfits from COVID? They're required to wear that if you handle the monkey because they believe these monkeys could be diseased as part of the testing that they're part of.
That's not good.
Since that was announced during the immediate search for the missing monkeys, Tulane, one of the universities involved with the testing, said, no, these particular monkeys are not infected with anything. But here's the call that came out after the truck crash.
Huh? What did he say?
They had a bunch of monkeys on the run. Neutralized some of them. Six of them were on the loose. Three of those were captured. So there are now three Rhesus monkey, which are widely used in research, that are on the loose. And they're saying that the monkeys, originally they said they were dangerous and posed a threat to humans. Since then, Tulane's National Biomedical Research Center in New Orleans said, nah, not so much. They're not infectious. So I think we'll find out what the real deal is when they do find those three monkeys, if they find them. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:23.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.